FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Someone has brought the sunshine into the studio, and that person is Hannah Dunford. I've got the name right, haven't I?
You have, yeah.
Because you got married recently.
In October, yeah.
But did you take on the name?
Yeah, you so did? It was Brewer before.
Brewer, of course, yeah. It was. That's where I was. That's where my mind was.
Yeah.
So how are you?
I'm good, thank you very much. Yeah, married, have a four-year-old.
going to school in September.
Going to school in September, yeah.
The last time I interviewed you, I think, was back in 2012.
Mm.
And you came in with Little Fern.
Yeah.
Tell us what you were doing.
We were doing drama workshops for people that were a bit anxious and needed a bit of confidence building. Yeah.
And since then, I mean, you've about 6 years ago, it was roughly... Well, not roughly, it was like exactly 6 years ago this weekend that you did put on an event for us. You hosted the event and were brilliant. and then about 4 days later, we went into COVID.
COVID, yeah.
Yeah, sadly. and I think that was the last time I properly saw you.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Gosh.
Good grief. So where are we now? What are you doing now?
Things have really changed for me. I spent the last 10 years working with donkeys at Carisbrook Castle. And then in September, I joined the Wessex Cancer Support Team here in Newport. So that's where I'm at now.
More on that in a mo. Mm-hmm. Do you miss the donkeys?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you can't work with animals for 10 years and not miss them. I think a time comes though when you do have to let go. I have a four-year-old now, and you know, it's I'm missing things, and
sure.
It was the right time, but yeah, of course I miss the donkeys.
All right,
yeah.
So, I mean, that's a leap, isn't it?
A huge leap.
So Wessex Cancer
support
mm. used to be Trust,
yeah,
but now it's Support.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it then?
So we are in Lugley Street in Newport,
right?
So we're central. And we are a cancer support service. We are open Tuesdays to Fridays for drop-ins. So if anyone wants a safe space to come and talk with a cup of tea and a biscuit, we're there. Our volunteers make the best cups of tea. I do know that firsthand. But you can also sign on to our services. And our services include things like counselling, massage, Reiki, hypnotherapy, reflexology, hypnotherapy. Any services that can help promote sort of well-being and emotional support for anyone affected by cancer, really.
And we were saying about this off air that, you know, most people are going to be affected by it at some point, mm. whether they unfortunately get it
mm.
or someone that they love gets it.
Yeah, exactly. And for me, I've been with the charity, obviously, like I said, since September. And something that really... that hits me all the time is when people say, oh, we don't know what you do, who you are, and the amount of times people say, oh, my mum could have used your service or my nan could have used your service, it's become very clear that more people need to know what we do and yeah. how they can access the service, because it's all free, there's no cost to it, but if you are affected by cancer, whether you are the individual with a diagnosis or you're a family member, a close friend, if you are affected by cancer in any way, we are there for you, and our doors are open from 10 a.m.
Do you know, I know it sounds kind of morbid, but I know that there are times when I think age 60, I think at some point you might, or at some point someone's going to be close to you that's got it, and you think, I do think to myself, that how are you going to react? Who's going to help you? Who's going to be around? Who's going to be around to support? Who's going to be around to tell you what things there are available?
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to know that we're having this conversation now, and other people will be, you know, listening to this and thinking, well, I won't be on my own then. Because you do. You wonder about people mm-hmm. when that moment where they go to the hospital and they get told that news, then what?
Mm-hmm.
You think, crikey, they're going to be on their own. They're not.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, when you are given a diagnosis, you get a lot of information given to you, and there's a lot to work through. And then there's also a lot of people can feel very isolated, either because they don't know how to talk to people about it, or they don't want to talk to people about it, or people just don't know what to say. And that's what our centre's there for. Our team are all trained, you know, they've all been affected by it in some way themselves. They're such good listeners. And even if you actually want to just come in and not talk about cancer, but just talk about anything, just to feel a bit more yourself for a day, again, that's why we're there.
I would imagine there's a lot of people in the organisation that have, like you say, gone through it.
Yes.
And they know what they're feeling.
Yeah.
And they can sense the fact that I don't really want to talk about it. I want a normal day and I want a normal conversation. Mm. And that's what they get.
Absolutely. I mean, our amazing centre manager, Liz, who coordinates all of the services and connects, you know, our clients with our wellbeing resources, she's been through it herself. She has first-hand knowledge of the process from diagnosis, you know, all the way through the journey. So these people really are equipped to be able to support in that way.
How wonderful. Now, there is another reason why you're here, and you know, it's connected.
Yes.
Because you want people to do daft things. It's
do.
not chucking yourself off over a cliff.
No.
or chucking yourself off a building that the people do with what do they do? they do that thing where they skywalk or something like that. They
yeah.
do all of that stuff. But something in water.
Yes. So for the last 2 years, we've run an event in August called Swim for Hope, which has been kindly sponsored by Renault Drain. And basically, it's a cross-Solent swim from Hurstspit to Colwell Bay. This year, for our 45th anniversary, we've got 45 swimmers doing it for us. Last year, they raised 30 grand for our charity, which is huge.
Wow.
And goes a really long way. So this year, we have our 45 swimmers. They all signed up pretty much as soon as we launched the event, which was fantastic. But what we need is we need kayak support, so safety boat support, basically, so that on the day we've got kayakers that are able to support the swimmers across the swim. Now, we have already got some, but we are in desperate need for more. So if anyone out there listening has a kayak, and it does have to be rigid, unfortunately, it can't be inflatable, and you'd like to come and help us on the 8th of August, you will be helping local people affected by cancer by just having fun in your kayak crossing the Solent.
You don't have to swim.
No.
You just got to be there with your kayak.
Yeah.
You've got the easy job yeah. then, really. That's what we're saying. So the other guys are going to be swimming this thing.
Yeah.
Good grief. And is Jamie from Renault Drain, has he put his hand up for this as well?
So not only is he our sponsor, but he is one of our kayakers as well. So each year he has been one of our sort of support boaters as well. So he's really involved in this event. And I don't know how he does it all, because he has his own business and he still supports so yeah. many charities. And we're just so grateful to be one of them.
He's a lovely fella.
He is.
And he really is a wonderful community guy. Mm. He really is. But I'm surprised that he's not doing the swim. Just the kayaking.
We're happy with the kayaking.
So how many people are swimming? Do you want more swimmers as well?
No, we've hit our capacity. So last year we had around 30, but because this is our 45th year as a charity, we were given permission to up it for this year to 45.
Oh, right, one for each year. How
yeah.
brilliant. And how old are the people that are doing it? Are they
It's a real mixed bag, actually.
Good.
From one end to the other. So a lot of people out there like swimming.
Yeah, let's hope they like it on the day as
yeah.
well. So at least it'll be August, so it should be warm.
Let's hope so.
Brilliant. So how do we, if we wanted to sponsor or want to know more about that, well, how do we get in touch?
So the best thing to do is either go to our website, which is wessexcancersupport.org.uk, or email me. Which is hannah.dumford@wessexcancer.org.uk. But all of the information for kayakers or how to support the event, or actually if this isn't the event for you, we've got others. We've got a dragon boat race coming up in September and our drive-in cinema in December. So there's lots to get involved with. And actually, even if you just want to put on a quiz for us, you can, and all of that information's on there. But I will never ignore an email, so please do feel free to get in contact with
okay.
me.
Okay, and if you want like living proof of what Wessex Cancer Support does, you can just drop in.
Yeah, absolutely. Tuesday to Friday from 10 a.m, and you can just come in and have a cuppa, have a biscuit. Sometimes there's even cake.
Really? And you know the these things that are there. As you said, they're free.
Yeah.
So if you are one of those people that have got the dreaded news mm-hmm. recently, or even, you know, a while back,
yeah.
and you feel alone, you've not taken on any support, you're not talking to people, you're just going to the doctor, having them talk at you and do, and then come home and trying to work it all out for yourself, there is help for you.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. We're there and we are ready to support in any way we can. I cannot sing the praises of the team in the centre enough. I'm lucky I get to work there. You know, I get to see firsthand what an amazing job they do, and they are such a welcoming bunch of people. I was really worried I would regret leaving the Donkeys, because as I said, I was going to miss them, but the team in this charity have made me so welcome, and I genuinely get up every day and love my job.
Oh, lovely. That's a lovely thing to hear. So what inspired you to go for the job in the first place?
So I've always been really interested in fundraising and events. I did quite a lot of that in my previous role. But I was really excited about the idea of helping local people. I wanted to work in a charity where the people around me were being benefited. And the thing about this job is, or if you donate to our charity, you don't realise that the people that you could be helping is your bus driver, is the person that you see in the shop every day, or a stranger you walk past down the street. That's the people we're helping. It's people on the Isle of Wight. And for me, that's huge. I mean, don't get me wrong, every charity is important, whether it's large scale, national or local. But for me, this has been really rewarding because it is so central in the community.
Lovely. It's brilliant to meet to see you again. It really is. And I say, we've almost met all over again because it's been so blooming long.
I know.
it's lovely. I love my job sometimes because, as I say, I get to meet people like yourself who are doing fantastic work in the community. So way to go, you and your team.
Thank you.
Lugley Street.
Yes.
You know, if you are feeling it, go
come
in.
See us.
Yeah, absolutely right. Okay, and good luck with finding the kayakers.
Thank you.
And tell Jamie you better don his trunks and stand in if someone falls out. Okay?
Absolutely.
Not falls out like, you know... thank you, and we'll see you again, hopefully
soon.
Thank you.